Edge Radio On Demand is made possible by Profile Coffee, located at 15 Portwalk Place in downtown Portsmouth, and online at ProfileCoffeeBar.com. Rediscover coffee at Profile Coffee.
Hi, this is Allie Johnson, and welcome back to TV, Movies, and More. There's quite a bit coming out this week. First up is Rough Night. It's yet one of the other few female-directed films coming out this summer, so, you know, go support it. It's almost worrisome how much this film has going for its cast, meaning that if it crashes and burns, it will be all the worse. Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, and Alana Glazer, a personal favorite of mine as she stars in Broad City on Comedy Central, star in this film about five best friends from college who reunite 10 years later for a wild bachelorette weekend in Miami. Their hard partying takes a hilariously dark turn when they accidentally kill a male stripper. Amidst the craziness of trying to cover it up, they're ultimately brought closer together when it matters the most. So hopefully this follows in the vein of the R-rated comedies such as Spy and 21 Jump Street in the last few years, less so maybe like Bad Moms, which I know had a following, but it seemed to kind of be dead on arrival after a couple of weeks being out. This looks like more fun, I think, personally. I think the cast is just stacked. And I'm kind of curious to see how Scarlett Johansson works in a comedy. She's done romantic comedies in the past, and she's been great in romantic comedies, but this seems more out-and-out raunchy fun. So hopefully it's good. Next up is The Book of Henry. For anyone who has seen the trailer for this film by Safety Not Guaranteed and Jurassic World director Colin Trevorrow, they know that the tone seems messy at best and misguided at worst, as it takes kind of an odd, playful, jaunty tone in the trailer, but juxtaposes it to a pretty dark material, including abuse. It's based on single suburban mother Susan Carpenter, played by Naomi Watts, works as a waitress at a diner along feisty family friend Sheila, played by Sarah Silverman. Her younger son, Peter, played by room breakout Jacob Tremblay, is a playful 8-year-old, taking care of everyone and everything in his own unique way. Is Susan's older son, Henry, Jaden Lieberher, age 11. Protected to his adoring younger brother and tireless supporter of his often self-doubting mother, and through investments of the family as a whole, Henry blazes through the days like a comet. Susan discovers that the family next door, which includes Henry's kind classmate, Christina, Maddie Ziegler, has a dangerous secret, and that Henry has devised a surprising plan to help. As his brainstormed rescue plan for Christina takes shape in thrilling ways, Susan finds herself at the center of it. I just don't know what to think about it, and it seems to have gotten very little buzz as of now, and it is released in limited theaters this Friday. So hopefully it's really good. Again, you know, I like it when summer movies across the board and not just big tentpole Marvel films are good, but man, the tone just seems weird. So next up, for anybody who has kids or just really likes animated films, there's Cars 3. So this is where I clearly checked out on Pixar films, because I was just never able to bring myself to watch the Cars franchise beyond bits and pieces I caught from playing on TV. As someone who grew up with films such as Finding Nemo and Toy Story as my benchmark Pixar films, Cars just felt too much like a merchandising cash grab. So no, I never saw the second. I likely won't see a third, but I also have a really crucial understanding that I am not the target audience here, and children adore these films, so parents should rest assured knowing that by all accounts so far, the film skews towards the quality of the first more than the second. Band-Aid is on limited release, and it takes a premise that has felt old and familiar, the bickering couple, the lazy man-child boyfriend, and the nagging girlfriend, and upends it. The feature debut from Zoe Lister-Jones is the story of a couple, Anna, played by Jones, and Ben, Adam Pally, who can't stop fighting. Advised by their therapist to try and work through their grief unconventionally, they are reminded of their shared love of music. In a last-ditch effort to save their marriage, they decide to turn all of their fights into song, and with the help of their neighbor Dave, played by Fred Armisen, they start a band. A story of love, loss, and rock and roll, Band-Aid is a witty and perceptive view of modern love with some seriously catchy pop hooks to boot. It's a delightful film. If you're able to see this, seek it out. In an interview I conducted with Joan, she spoke about working with an all-female crew on the set, and the impact is obvious in just how the arguments are shot, making sure not to boil either party down to their tropes. It's a wonderful comedy-drama meld, and again, it just really gets characters, and it's a really honest portrayal on relationships. In binge-worthy news, I'm recommending 5 Netflix shows to binge this summer. First off is BoJack Horseman. I think I've talked about this one before at length. It's an animated series that at first looked to be going the way of Family Guy and quickly veered left and is something more artistically pleasing and clever and oftentimes really sad. And it just has some remarkable artistry, some great vocal work, especially by Will Arnett and Amy Sedaris. It's just a great show, and I think people to watch it need to get past the first 3 episodes or so and realize just how good it is. Next is Jessica Jones, because we've had to endure Iron Fist as of late, and I just think we need a reminder of good quality superhero shows, especially in lead up to The Defenders, which will bring the 4 Netflix Marvel series together in August. Then there's The Lovesick, and I'm kind of selfishly putting this one on here because I just recently discovered it, and it's a romantic comedy, the best of romantic comedies in television form, and the 3 lead characters are ridiculously lovable to the point where you're envious that they get to be friends with one another, that you wish you were a part of this group. There's Sense8, which has tragically, in my mind, been canceled as of late, and I'm not happy about it. This is one of my favorite shows. It's an original science fiction series created by the Wachowski sisters, and it's all about unity and love and bringing people together, and again, with a science fiction backdrop that's original, which is rare. And then, of course, Stranger Things, which admittedly, I still haven't seen the last episode. I'm not quite sure why. I just think I'm making the wait between season 1 and season 2 smaller, but it's a throwback to the 80s sci-fi. Next season's going to have some Ghostbusters elements to it, and you just don't want to be missing out on the hot button series, especially as Emmy season starts rolling towards us. It's the show to watch, and the talent on board is pretty remarkable. So it's just a must watch, I think, and maybe by the time the Emmys roll around, maybe I will have seen the last episode. You can find me at AllisonAJ on Twitter or listen here at edradio.com.